Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition. The
you know what? Might as well just get after me right away. I know you're going to, so just do it.
The Mark Tauscher Good Works World Tour continues, doing something else good for the community. In addition to his AmFam Children's Hospital endeavors with Sarah Edition, he can explain why he's doing something good and doing such a terrible job of setting up his video connection, as usual, when he's away. Edition. We need to get to a lot of Packers stuff, and Tausch is going to leave us and then come back. Brian Bulaga is going to step into the breach. It's going to be quite a show, Edition, of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. I am Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is part of our WIAA State High School football coverage. And I assume so is this guy, just not during this window. Because he does a great job with his play-by-play work. Our cousin sub of the day for Jesse is young Riley Yauk, the Yaukster. Riley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Doing well, doing well.
Doing well, doing well. And speaking of doing well, live from... Is that peanut butter in giant jars behind you? What? The big.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to misstate the facts.
Yeah, it's some squeeze. It's not Schmuckers, but it's grape jelly.
It is the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, tell us where you are and what you're doing today. Good morning.
Okay. So, Jason, you've done we've obviously both been involved with Feeding America for a while. Couple years ago, this exact place, we brought our hockey team in. We packaged up a bunch of stuff. We found out peanut butter right here is the, you know, the most, you know, most asked and one of the best things when you're donating to food pantries, to Feeding America, because it can be used. It's stable. So I'm down here on behalf of Sendix, where this is the 18th year that Sendix has been doing this with Feeding America. We got a big program at 10 o'clock that, you know, we're unloading, I think it's six or seven.
Yeah.
Semi loads of food, which is, you know, awesome and very generous by our friends at Sendix. So they've been doing this for 18 years. I get to be a part of it today. So I'm excited about that. It's going to provide enough food for 198,000 meals. That's today. So awesome stuff from Sendix, awesome stuff from Feeding America, and that's what I am doing down here today.
So are you, before you go on stage or I guess the staging area of unloading the semi-trucks, Are you going to make yourself a little PB&J sandwich with your squeezable jelly that you had as a prop to start the program?
No, I am not. Nope. That is, this is not food for me. This is food for everybody. And no, I'm not a big PB&J guy anyways. It's not
I
my
was
jam.
Just gonna,
now,
was,
if there, if just there was grilled cheese, like if they're frying up grilled cheese sandwiches back here, and you get sourdough and you crisp it and it's
a little caramelization.
Now that I might have a hard time not, passing up on PB&J. That's a good. I can pass up on that pretty easily. So no, to answer your question, no.
All right, so you are going to leave us for a portion of the program to do your good works with Sendix and Feeding America, which is awesome. You're right. We both have been involved with them. I've done some events with them as well. They are phenomenal, and obviously they fill a very important role in our society. So I love that you're there. We do have Brian Bulaga today. He will join us during the portion of the program that Tausch is unloading semi-trailers full of peanut butter and other items at Feeding America with Sendix. And then we'll play some trivia, and then he will hopefully rejoin us. Tausch, before we get into anything else, I have a Bayport High School hat on today.
Good-looking hat. Yeah, good-looking hat.
It is. So my buddy Kelly, who is a math teacher there, he's one of the tour guides for Lambeau Field, avid listener to the show, very active in the UW alumni chapter here in Green Bay as well, brought me this hat. Now, our kids go to Ashwaubenon. They play in the same conference. Is it IPT?
Yes.
I have my good buddy Brian, his son is the starting center for the Pirates, who again are playing for a back-to-back state championship after winning last year and then dispatching the fighting Jesse Nelsons of Muskego in the semis. My question is this IPT?
Yes. Yep. I think so. It's a rival, right? That's like Jesse rooting for the Vikings to win a Super Bowl. You're trying to beat Bayport every year.
Well,
right?
They're not playing each other now, though. They already beat
I understand,
the Jaguars.
But do you want the Bears to win a Super Bowl as a Packer fan? No, you don't. Do you want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl? No, you don't. You don't care. I mean, it's not going to like bother you, but I'm not going to openly go and support the Chicago Bears or the Minnesota Vikings. Now, if it was your kid or if it was your best friend or it was your brother, I'm on board. But no, I don't think you can sit there and root for the rival school in your conference.
They're not even in the same division.
Doesn't matter. It's a conference rival.
They're a Division I school. Ashwaubenon's a Division II school, so they would never actually compete for the state title against each other.
Listen, man, you can do what you want. You asked me my opinion.
I know. I did. Yeah. I wanted your honest opinion, and I was afraid
Youngster?
That might be your answer.
Riley, Mr. High School Sports, what do you think?
I'd go IPT. Like, support the school that either you're – children are going to, or that you are an alumnus of. I feel like it's pretty cut and dry.
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your input, Riley.
Of course. Anytime. Go Red Hawks.
Now, the only way I could give you grace is if your wife was an administrator in that school district, because that happens a lot of places.
Administrator. What if she was teaching?
Teacher or administrator. Okay. I think if your wife is at that school district, the first thing I'd ask is, well, you should probably be at the same school district as your kid, but that's a whole other story. I get it. People have to find jobs and everything else.
Paula, not an administrator, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't. She's not.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm
I
saying
wanted other
if she was and you wanted Rock of Bayport to support her, great. But maybe it's just maybe you're really tight with this guy that gave you the hat. And if that's the case, great. But otherwise, it feels like he's you know, getting some free advertising for the Bayport Pirates. And that's fine, too. I don't blame him.
And they have great ice cream at the games that they have, too. So that's nice.
I mean, you're hiding under a picnic basket or a picnic table.
No, I actually covered their opener this year for the Middleton Times. Middleton with a late rally and almost pulled off the comeback against the Pirates. But the Pirates, again, playing for a Division I title. Riley, are you on the call of that one on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and across ESPN Wisconsin?
No, that would be Hunter Vaughn.
The A-team.
Yes, exactly. I'm on the B-team. I'm on the call for Division II, the state title game between the Notre Dame Academy Tritons and the West De Pere Phantoms.
Notre Dame's going to smoke them. Mike Rader's their coach. He is a stud. They win pretty much every other year. He's got a bunch of recruits. He's got the Flanagan kid that's going to Notre Dame. Mike Rader's an absolute baller. Played with him at Wisconsin. Awesome dude. Great coach. I think they're going to end up winning.
Yeah,
that's my quick purview.
It's going to be fun. It's a real clash of styles because Notre Dame's got Kingston Allen, who's run for over 3,000 yards this season. Then West De Pere has got Gleison, that quarterback, the coach's son.
Gleison, for
like 4,000 yards this season. They're going to air it out. I'm excited. It should be a really fun game.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'll be tuning in.
All right, sounds
good.
They're
both Division II teams. I'm not going to wear either one of their hats at any point because they do compete. with the Jaguars. All right, so Tausch is getting ready to unload his peanut butter. We've got a bunch of things we want to get to, including there were finally some questions about Rashawn Gary and his production.
Yep.
And his playing time. And maybe we can hear from Matt LaFleur on that. Matt LaFleur also talked about a number of other things yesterday and a few things that we didn't get to earlier this week when I had attended the Monday press conference, so we've got all of that. But we set the table and the crates or whatever you've got your little camera on there.
Yeah, it's a crate.
So I thought, okay, I'm reading that correctly. We set the table for the rest of the show with Tausch telling us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed, and when it comes to your home, the smart play is to trust Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows. This month only, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month, zero interest for up to that 72 months. That is like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Riley Yauch is our cousin sub of the day for Jesse. What is Jesse doing today? What are his responsibilities, Riley?
So right now, starting in 17 minutes, he will be getting the fans ready for Division 7, the state title game there. So that he's a studio anchor today. Then I believe he is calling the Division 5 state title game later this afternoon or evening.
All right. And where can we listen to all of... You know, like Barb, for example, from the Barry Alvarez show, where would she want to tune in to get the maximum Jesse Nelson and high school football coverage?
Yeah, she'd want to tune into the ESPN Wisconsin app, where every broadcast will be, or you can tune in on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel as well. You could have two tabs open, be listening to Wilde and Tausch, and then checking the score of the Division 7 state title game at the same time. It's pretty cool.
And we're going to have announcer cam again?
We will not, unfortunately.
So she will not get to see Jesse, her favorite ESPN Wisconsin.
Now, did the WIA say you couldn't do that, or what's the...
I believe so. You'd have to talk to our content manager, Ashton Rotman, to get
full
confirmation.
Send me the WIA's head person. I have a bunch of stuff I'd like to talk to the WIA about.
All right,
a few
we'll
ideas
do.
For them, yes. more Wilde and Tausch, less WIAA next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Rashawn Gary is in the midst of a 4-year, $96 million contract. He was the 12th overall pick. 2019. You know who was the 12th overall pick in 2021?
No.
Micah Parsons.
Wow. A couple nice top 12 picks there, huh?
He is... Well, there's people wondering about his production, especially after on Sunday when he played fewer snaps than Kingsley Enagbare. JJ the Jet plane, as he's known in the game, didn't really have much of an impact. Did recover the fumble at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Rashawn Gary did. But probably not playing at the level that the Packers or Rashawn Gary would like him to be. So that led to a question, I think, from our guy Rob Domofsky yesterday about Gary and his production and his role and his snap counts. Here's how Matt LaFleur responded.
Yeah, it was just, I would say, a byproduct of the game. He's never been a huge snap count guy as a if you look at the course of his career. But, yeah, just every game could unfold a little bit differently. And I think JJ, I think he's been doing a heck of a job. So I'd say that's more of just credit to how JJ's gone in there and done his job.
That's not a great quote. He's never been a big production guy. Like, if you're looking for big plays, like this was. I mean, he doesn't take a lot of snaps. What the hell are we doing here? How does that make any sense?
This is why I wanted to hear your response, because.
Listen, man, Rashawn Gary, I believe pre-ACL, and just go back and watch. I say this all the time. I always want to see how guys respond in big games. The San Francisco 49er playoff game where we got beat because we couldn't, you know, protect the punt and whatever. It was just a brutal game. Should have won the game. We play them 100 times. We beat them 98. That was one of the days we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Rashawn Gary dominated the game. They couldn't block him. Like, he was in the back. They couldn't do anything all day until they ran a little reverse and – and we had two guys that never played that came back early and couldn't make a tackle, and they kick a field goal, and we end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
After that, and Rashawn Gary gets hurt, takes a while on the ACL. He gets back, and he's back, and you know we pay him. And I think one of the things, he is a strong physical player. I think he's good against the run. I think he's better. I think he's a better pass rusher than what we've seen lately. I've been questioning because. The excuses of, well, he's getting doubled and all this other stuff. Yeah, you're a good pass rusher. It's getting paid a lot of money. You're going to get doubled. That's the way the world works in the NFL. Well, Micah comes, and all of a sudden, Rashawn's off to the best start of his career. And everybody's like, okay, he's getting his one-on-ones. He's winning. And then things have slowed precipitously. And I don't know why. Is he injured? He's not on the report. So you can't say that. Are people figuring out what the, you know, that he's a power guy? Has he lost a half a step? I don't know the answer. What I do know, he has not been productive enough the last month of this season for whatever reason. It's not because he's getting doubled and tripled. Part of it is he's not on the field enough. And listen, man, D linemen are different. They sub out because they have to chase the ball. O linemen don't sub out, so I'm going to be inherently biased on this. Mm-hmm. But when someone says, I'm not a snap count guy, or it makes me cringe a little
bit. Yeah,
cringe. Guys need a beat. Guys need a beat. But the stat that I saw was that Micah and Rashawn played about the same amount of snaps last year. Micah Parsons missed a month.
So here's the statistic from Ken Ingalls Wilder, the Packers cap guy, as he likes to call himself. And look, he doesn't I respect Ken. He has his lane that he is focused on, and I think he stays in it, right? He's not pretending to be a film guy. He even says that in a subsequent post about this, but in 2024, Micah Parsons played 696 snaps on defense compared to Gary at 639. Not too concerning until you include the fact that Parsons missed four games and Gary started all 17.
That's the stat. So it's you can. I don't know how to. If you're a star player and you're getting paid as a star player, you need to be out there when the money's on the table. And just take Micah, for instance. He had to come out because he was playing hard in that Arizona game. Mm-hmm. It was one snap, get a sip, and got back out there, made a game-saving play.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. And I think rightfully so. I don't know what his snap count should be. I'm not saying it needs to be 90%, but it can't be 45 or 50%. Not in a game when you're playing 60 snaps, 65 snaps. And that's a question mark that I don't fully understand. When Matt LaFleur said that, I wonder if he went back and everybody's like, that just doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Because it doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
So obviously his rookie year, they had the Smith brothers. He only played 24% of the defensive snaps. In 2020, that doubled. He played 48%. In 2021, he played 68% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Now, 2022 is when he tore his ACL. At the time of the injury, in the nine games he'd played, he had played 70% of the snaps. Okay? Which is still lower than what Micah Parsons plays. It's still lower than Max Crosby. Yes. Right. So it's still lower, but not like precipitously lower.
Correct. Yep.
Since then, 2023, 53% of the snaps. 2024, when he was selected to the Pro Bowl, 59% of the snaps. Yeah. And so far this season, it is up at 64% of the snaps. But now, when you listen to Matt LaFleur's answer there, and here is what, in addition to he's never been a high snap guy, which again, you're paying a guy a $96 million contract to not be a high snap guy seems odd. But on top of that, when he says it's really about Kingsley and Igbaré earning more snaps, which you know me, I want to go talk to Kingsley and talk about, you know, hey, look, they think they're so happy with you that you're earning more snaps.
Yep.
Over a guy that they paid $96 million to, and you're in a contract year. So good.
That's good for you.
For you, but like if you're saying that, is that not, while being praised for JJ, also kind of a further harsh critique? Because that is merit-based. When you say that, he merits more snaps than Rashawn Gary does.
Yeah, and typically, Jason, how this works is guys like Rashawn and Micah, they dictate when they come out. You don't have coaches saying, you're in there for so-and-so. Like, those guys will tap the hat and say, I need a beat. When you earn that contract and you earn that kind of – it's almost like you're earning that right. You're dictating – because watch Micah. Micah can bounce around. Like, these elite guys, they dictate and tell the coaches kind of, this is what I'm thinking, and I'm going to be out there. So for Rashawn Gary to not be out there as much as we think, maybe it's he's tired. I don't know. He's not a big snap count guy. I would never want a coach to ever say that. And then when you say that JJ has earned more opportunities, that tells me you don't view Rashawn Gary in the same way that you did prior. And I don't know if this would be a great question to ask Jeff Hafley, because I think today is the day you have that.
Yep.
Who does the subbing? Is it the players? Because there's different packages where it's short yardage and you're all right, bring in so-and-so and you're going to do this. And then there's nickel packages, and then you could do what they used to call NASCAR, where you bring in four edge guys and put them across the D-line. You have your spinner looks. But I'm going to tell you this. Anytime there is an elite pass rusher or someone that is viewed in that realm or paid that way, they don't want to miss times when they're rushing the passer. Like if it's second and eight or if it's third and six, they're out there. And they're not going to let JJ or they're not going to let anybody else tell them, no, I'm good. Like I don't know if JJ is waved off Rashawn, I can't imagine he has. But that would be the case. Like Aaron Campman, he would play 90%. He'd play the whole game. He never would come out. Maybe, you know, maybe there's guys I think that sometimes you have to.
Right.
Because they play hard and they need a beat. But I just I have a hard time. I always can picture those guys, the Micahs, the big time guys, kind of putting their hand up like, no, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And this storyline that is taken off this week, and rightfully so, because Rashawn has not been as productive lately. I hope this kind of throws a little spur in his boot, which is what I guess it would, because I'm sure he's hearing all of this and he's probably thinking, I'm not doing anything different than I have it. Well, 50% of the snaps or 60, whatever it is this year, if you're an elite guy that's getting paid elite money and now you're getting elite matchups where you're getting to go one-on-one almost every time you're out there,
mm-hmm.
It ain't great. It's just not.
Tausch, tell us about Coors Light, which I we love them. I don't think that's one of the things you're unloading off the truck, but
I haven't looked yet. I'll give you feedback if it is. I would say probably not, but you know what's nice? You get done with a long day of volunteering. You feel like you're doing some good. Crack open at Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light to celebrate. It is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill in those mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. And they are chilled to perfection. You know it is blue, very blue on those cans and bottles. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
More with Tausch before he departs to be a do-gooder next. So stick around.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can
fly. Wildy and Tausch rolls on. Riley Yalkin for Jesse. He'll be your studio host for our radio coverage of the WIAA State High School Football Championships. So I fell for the banana in the tailpipe on Tuesday. That's a reference to Beverly Hills Cop, which is a great American comedy and action film. I thought for sure yesterday, after he posted a photo of himself in uniform, it's been 9 weeks since the injury with the collarbone. It's Jaden Reed time.
Yep.
No. Not so much. They did not open the practice window for him. And if they didn't do it yesterday, they're not going to do it today, so it's not going to be this week. Next week, they play on Thanksgiving on Thursday. So I don't think it's going to be next week.
Okay.
So then you open it on the Monday because, you know, Thursday game, mini bye. They usually have a light practice then on the Monday after, like they did after the Washington game. So you open it on Monday after Thanksgiving, and then you have 21 days, and maybe you activate him more quickly than you did with Christian Watson coming off of an ACL. I'm curious, because here's why I think it matters, Tausch. And okay. I said this to Strolf while we were recording Weekly Wildy, and I am 100% guilty of this. I'm not the only one guilty of it, but I definitely underestimated how important Jaden Reed was and is to what they do offensively. And he kind of disappeared down the stretch last year when he was dealing with a bunch of minor injuries that were problematic, but not enough to keep him out of games entirely. He was a non-factor, and by the way, that kind of coincided with their offense not being very good. He was injured making a ridiculous catch that I'm not sure how many of their other guys can make on that touchdown that was disallowed because of a penalty. He led them in receptions and yards each of his first two seasons in the league. So, shame on me for thinking, oh, they'll just slide Golden in there and it'll be okay, and then he'll come back late in the year. Now that they don't have Kraft, Tausch, I'm looking at Jaden Reed as, I don't want to call him the savior, but as a guy that could give them a huge boost down the stretch. What, if anything, that I've said is flawed?
You're not, and I think it's important sometimes because you go through an off season and you kind of start looking at position groups, and everybody was kind of saying we need to get a number one, we need to draft somebody, and when you do, that expectation kind of shifts. And then when Tucker Kraft, I think a lot of us, and after you know, having some conversations, the thought process was Tucker was going to be the focal point of the offense, and he was, and he should have been. And then he gets hurt, and it's a good reminder, the old two in a hand is one in the bush type of deal. You can sometimes always think that there's something better, and there'll be more productive. And potential gets people in big trouble, gets coaches fired. It gets, you know, it's a dangerous game that you play. And in sports, when you don't know what you have, coaches love to sleep at night. They don't get a ton of sleep. So they love when they know what they have. All right, I know there's some limitations with Tausch, but he's going to get you this, this, this. I know there's some limitations with so-and-so, but I know this is the play I can expect when I put them out there. There's a value in that. And is Jaden Reed ever going to be Jerry Rice? Or a legitimate, Jamar Chase? I would say probably not. But can he be a really good, really good two? Yes. And we always want more. And sometimes he's pretty dang good. And he fills a really good role. And he's going to be a great player for this team. We forget that he led the team 2 years in a row. We forget that he's kind of, he's a playmaker and he makes tough contested catches and he does a lot of really important things because, Matthew Golden's going to emerge. Oh, we got to get him more touches. I think Dontayvion Wicks is going to go. Oh, Romeo Doubs. Oh, Christian Watson gets back. Oh, Musgrave will fill this. Oh, man, the guy's right in front of us this whole time. And when he's been out, last year is a great example. Things were choppy, sloppy. And Jaden Reed, and why I was disappointed, and I think why the expectation dropped, was because of how last year finished. I know for me, I'm looking at it, and the great wide receivers, they don't get stopped. Mm-hmm. And then when you notice, and a coach tells you, we need to be better getting him the football, and then that next week you don't?
Yeah.
That bothered me, and that probably, just from my own bias, would tell me, maybe Jaden Reed isn't the guy we're looking for. And then you kind of look back at it and you say, look at it holistically. Jaden Reed is going to be a critical piece to this. If this offense is going to get consistent, which is all we're asking for, he is going to need to be a piece to it because Romeo Doubs has been consistent until he wasn't.
Right.
Last year and then last game, he was very inconsistent. But Jaden Reed, when he's been right and when he's been out there, he's been somebody that's been a really productive football player for this team.
During the second half of last season, Jaden Reed's game-by-game reception numbers. 2, 3, 3, 0.
Yeah.
5 against Seattle, but only 34 yards. 3 for 76 against New Orleans. 1 for 6 in that loss at Minnesota, 2 for 48 in the loss to the Bears in the regular season finale. And then if you remember, he suffered the shoulder injury in the playoff game against Philly. He had 4 catches for 46 yards at the time of that injury. So, look, I don't know what he will look like when he comes back. Again, with their spread it around offense, he led them in receiving in the game in the opener. 3 catches for 45 yards. Obviously, Tucker Kraft emerged in a big way after that, but now Tucker Kraft is gone. It just feels like there's incredible opportunity there for when he comes back. And
There's a big vacuum right now for someone to step into. And I think Christian Watson has done that to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Musgrave has not. Your guy Fitzpatrick has not.
Yeah.
Wicks, maybe he can. Doesn't feel like he's going to. And I'd love to see Golden get healthy here and see if maybe he can. But you don't want at this point in the season to have this much of a vacuum in play in the receiving game, because that's not how you want to gain consistency. You want to get reps and you want to get into a rhythm with your quarterback. And that has unfortunately not occurred.
We'll see. I don't know what exactly Matthew Golden's role will be moving forward. They need to get him healthy with the shoulder. I am curious to see if Luke Musgrave talks today, because, again, if we're going to talk about snap counts, he played the fewest of the three tight ends who played in the game. And, and again, second-round pick, huge opportunity with Tucker Kraft's injury. And even though Matt LaFleur said we need to play him more snaps, and that's been addressed with the coaching staff, I mean, if he didn't play more snaps in the game, why didn't he play more snaps?
He's not a big snap count guy. I don't think he's a big snap count guy. That's going to be the new line now. Hey, why didn't Malik Willis only play five? Well, he's not a big snap count guy. He's a, you know, he's one of those guys we just kind of put in there.
Speaking of Malik's, I want to tell
Ryan. Not a big snap count guy. We like finding rest for him.
Jesse Nelson, not a big snap count guy.
Jesse Nelson, definitely not a snap count guy. Sorry, Barb.
You're a big Jones Dairy Farm guy, though. That we do know.
Indeed, I am. And at Jones Dairy, another great Wisconsin company, family-owned and operated, seven generations, right down in Fort Atkinson, all the way back to 1889. And I tell you, we had a great new recipe that Sarah's cooked up with that pork sausage roll. You crisp it, get a little crisp on it, put it in that horchata with some spinach. Woo! It is great. All of their sausage, fresh meat only, no fillers, no nitrates, MSG, gluten, none of that. And Jones products are perfect for the holidays. Get one of those smoked hams. Easy. Adds so much flavor to the table. And if you're looking to upgrade, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, my stuffing has gotten, it's a little stuffy. I haven't done anything new. I haven't done anything unique to my stuffing. You know what you can do? Grab one of those sausage rolls. And if it's you want to do regular sausage, you want to do turkey sausage, you want to do chicken sausage, or you want to do pork sausage. I'm going to go pork. Put it in that stuffing. Get that little crunchy, crispy edge to it. Caramelize it. Put it, stuff it in your stuffing recipe. Make your Christmas, make your holiday, make your Thanksgiving even that much more special. Find all Jones Dairy products at jonesdairyfarm.com throughout all of the grocery stores across Wisconsin.
Hey, why don't you stuff it in your stuffing, pal? I want to talk a little bit about a different Malik. You mentioned Malik Willis. I had a back and forth with Malik Heath yesterday, trying to get a better understanding of why he was left back in Green Bay for the road trip to face the Giants. It was very pleasant. It was not contentious. But I don't feel like I have any better idea of what might have happened. I'll explain how that conversation went next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories.
Tausch getting ready to unload the trucks at Feeding America, Wisconsin. Before we get to that, so I talked to Malik Heath yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Malik Heath did not make the trip to New York, New Jersey.
Missed the chance to get in that vacuum. Could have filled that vacuum a little bit. Missed the opportunity for Malik.
And look, I wasn't the only one that talked to him. I saw Rob Domofsky talk to him. I saw Matt Schneidman. I saw Tom Silverstein, your favorite beat writer. Yep. And we all got the same initial answers, which was, well, like Matt said, it was a coach's decision. And of course, then you ask, well, what made him make that decision? What did you do?
Yeah.
So I could tell you this. Here's what I could tell you. I said, look, it's up to you. The reason I'm asking is that in the absence of information, people make assumptions.
Yep.
And they usually assume the worst. Mm-hmm. And he, it was very pleasant. He and I have we've always had a very good working relationship. He's from Louisiana. He's got kind of a thicker Creole type accent. So sometimes I struggle in my transcription.
Jambalaya.
But he's a pleasant cat. Okay. And so I said, well, all right. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm assuming it's something disciplinary.
Yep.
Nah, I don't think it was nothing like that. We all got a job to do, and Matt did his job. Okay?
Mm.
I asked if there was an off-the-field incident.
Okay.
I said, were you late for a meeting? Did you miss a meeting? Did you miss curfew at some point?
Oh.
Because that happened with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and they were benched for the Monday night game for like the opening series, I think.
Yeah, I really, really punished them.
Really showed them.
Yep.
What did Denny Tauscher always teach us? Talent outs.
Indeed.
So he said that it wasn't that either. I said, okay. You know, you're a competitive guy. This was all in 1 minute and 12 seconds, by the way. I want to make sure people don't think that
You're going rapid fire here.
I spent like an hour with him, you know, with a bright spotlight like I'm Lenny Briscoe or something.
Sure.
I said, all right, well, you're a competitive guy. Bo Melton, who is technically a cornerback, played more snaps than you. Did you voice your displeasure with your role in the offense or how much playing time you were getting? No, that's not it either. If you played this game, if you're a competitor, who wouldn't want that? But that had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep
kind of a fun little drama.
It was fun.
It was fun.
And then what was even more fun is that last night I went to a local, I don't know, how would you describe a store that both has a grocery section and like a regular, like with clothes and home goods and all that kind of stuff? They don't advertise. They do sell ice cream. They're based in Michigan.
Sure.
I went there to get a new rake, and lo and behold, who do I bump into Malik Heath and his dad. And Malik saw me before I saw him, so he's coming over while I'm in the rake section. And he's giving me a heart. He's, hey, what's going on? I said, hey, don't.
Did he say, why are you raking me through the coals at the
That would have been a good line, but no, he didn't. He didn't. And so, look, I don't know. I wish I had a better answer.
What do you guess
it is? I
even
went into the CCAP.
What do you guess it is?
Well, so I went into CCAP.
What an investigator.
That's me, big. Yes, I'm going to go work for ProPublica next. He did have an incident, a traffic violation, on October 22nd, in which he was clocked driving 27 miles per hour over the speed limit on the freeway, which if the speed limit is 70...
That's
and
97.
You're doing 27 over. My math tells me you are going 97 miles an hour.
I don't think that's why you get suspended for it.
I don't think so either, just to be clear. Right. I don't think so either. Okay. So I guess the long story short,
keep digging.
You can go unload
keep
the truck.
Digging in.
Yep. Is that I asked a lot of questions. I have no answers.
Great. That's why you don't do... That's why you're not an investigator. So
I thought people would enjoy the story, and that's the only
reason
why.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
All right, Tausch, go unload your truck. Bulaga and I will take it from here for now, and we will check in with you later after you're done unloading all that peanut butter and all the other items for a great, very worthy cause. We are so excited that Tausch is there, and as I have done for many years as well, important to support Feeding America, so we love that. We also love Brian Bulaga, who's coming up to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, and we love Associated Bank, and what we really love about them is their great customer service. Best in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. And whether you're a Brewers fan, a Badgers fan, or a Packers fan and have those checking accounts, or you just have regular old Associated Bank checking like I do with my Associated Bank logo on my debit card, I get great customer service, and so will you. Whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, they've got your back. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch when the 10 o'clock hour begins in 2 minutes, straight ahead, so stick around.